This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Artist, Indigenous leader, and entrepreneur Alicia Cárdenas was one of the victims in Monday's mass shooting around the Denver metro. Her father, Alfredo, spoke about her outside a tattoo shop Cárdenas owned and where she was killed.
Like no one you've ever met. Very gregarious, very friendly, but she was a very determined person.
She is survived by her 12-year-old child. It is dry out here, and your trees also probably need a drink this holiday season. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, the Front Range drought has put its urban forest at risk.
It's another snowless morning when crews set to watering trees in a West Denver park. Forestry supervisor Ben Rickenbacker coordinates the work. He says it's critical given the lack of snow so far this fall and winter.
A newly planted tree, if you don't water it through the winter, you know, it might completely die, but some of these older trees, you might not see the repercussions for years down the road.
Rickenbacker says residents should also water their trees every couple of weeks. As a rule of thumb, he says a tree needs 10 gallons for every inch of trunk diameter. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Road repairs on Interstate 70 in Glenwood Canyon are now done. The work was needed after mudslides over the summer damaged the highway. Next, crews are preparing to remove debris from the Colorado River so water can flow through the canyon. That will reduce the risk of flooding before the snow starts to melt and rush into the river in the spring. Drivers should expect eastbound lane closures after 8 a.m. most days so trucks can haul material out of the river. This is CPR and KRCC. Thank you for joining us this morning. It is a chilly day today. Highs along the Front Range in the lower 40s and lower 30s. This hour, we're listening to 1A.